All right, everybody, get ready, because today we're taking a deep dive into the interverse, which is, that whole universe of potential we all have inside of us.
And what I found so interesting about this deep dive is how it goes beyond just, this abstract idea of an interverse and actually gives us some really practical ways to tap into it.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely drives that point home with, like, that story about the woman who used meditation to get over her fear of public speaking. It's like, wow.
Exactly. To pinpoint the root of her fear through meditation and actually change her mindset. Really inspiring stuff.
Totally. It really highlights how this isn't just, some airy-fairy spiritual concept. It's about creating real, tangible change in how we interact with, like, the world around us.
Exactly. One of the biggest things that stuck with me is this idea of tuning in to your interverse,
Oh, yeah.
like adjusting a radio dial to find the right frequency.
Right. It clicks.
We already have everything within us. It's just about learning how to tune in to those signals.
It is a really powerful image. It's not about, like, creating something new from scratch. It's about becoming aware of what's already there, beneath all the everyday noise of life.
Absolutely.
So how do we actually get started with that? I know they talked about meditation.
And I liked how they made a point of saying, meditation doesn't have to be you sitting there silently cross-legged, though it can be. Like they talked about walking meditation,
Right.
which I really connected with because, like a lot of people, I find it's easier to get in touch with myself when I'm moving. It's really about finding what works for you, what connects you to your breath and helps you just be present.
Which leads us to another big thing they emphasized, presence. Seems straightforward, but what does it really mean to be present?
They described presence as bringing your full attention to the present moment without judgment, which really resonated with me. Basically, it's about noticing where your attention is without getting carried away by thoughts about the past or, stressing about the future.
So being fully present in our bodies, our surroundings, in this exact moment, why is
Exactly.
that so important?
Because when you're really present, that's when you start to notice your own patterns, those automatic reactions, the ones you don't even realize are running the show.
Those aha moments, like we start to see those ingrained patterns and habits clearly when we just observe without judgment.
Exactly. And once you see them, then you can understand why they're there and choose whether you want to keep them or change them.
So presence is about awareness, but it sounds like it's also about making conscious choices, kind of like shining a light on our autopilot and then deciding if we want to stay on that route or, like, chart a new course.
I like that. That's a great way to put it.
Thanks.
And that's really where the magic happens because this inner work isn't just about understanding ourselves better. It's about using that understanding to actually make choices that align with who we really are, our values, our deepest desires, all of that.
So it's about aligning our actions with our deepest selves. This all ties into something else they talked about, intuition. They had a pretty interesting take on that.
Yeah, they did. They really broke it down in a way that made sense, because sometimes intuition seems like this, like, almost magical thing that some people just have.
Right.
But they described it as like an inner compass. And, like if you've never actually used a compass before, it takes a little practice to trust it, to let it guide you.
Yeah.
It's the same with intuition.
So it's not this, like, inborn thing that you either have or you don't. It's more like a skill you can develop.
Absolutely.
This way of paying attention to those, like, gut feelings that we all get.
Yes. Exactly. And the more you pay attention to them, the stronger that intuition gets. And they gave this great example. It was a woman who had this really strong feeling that she shouldn't take this job offer,
Okay.
even though on paper it was perfect,
Right.
But she listened to her gut, and it turned out, like, later on, this company had all these hidden problems, and she dodged a bullet.
Wow.
So her intuition was spot on.
That's pretty amazing. But I imagine it can be, like, scary to really trust those subtle feelings, especially when logic is telling you to do one thing, but your gut is telling you something else.
For sure. And sometimes that inner voice, that intuition, is trying to steer us towards something we'd rather not deal with.
Right.
Like, they talked about how doing this inner work can unearth some uncomfortable truths about ourselves, like our fears, limiting beliefs, things we've been avoiding.
Right. It's like they said, cleaning out the cobwebs in our minds. I remember that story they told about the guy who, like, through journaling and deep reflection, realized he had this deep-seated fear of failure that was, like, holding him back in his career, which I'm sure was tough to realize, but then he was able to actually start making different choices.
And that really highlights another key point they made, self-compassion. This isn't about beating ourselves up over our flaws or past mistakes, right?
Yeah.
It's about, you know, approaching this whole process of inner exploration with kindness and understanding.
It's like that saying, we're all just works in progress.
Yes.
I mean, it's so easy to be hard on ourselves, especially when we're trying to, you know, grow and evolve. But as they said, we're all on our own journeys here.
We are. Every single one of us.
And every journey has its bumps, right?
For sure.
The important thing is that we just keep going, keep exploring, keep learning about ourselves with that curiosity and compassion, like you said.
Exactly.
So we've got all these practical tools. We've got meditation, presence, intuition, self-compassion, all super valuable. But what's the, like, the big picture? What are we actually working towards by doing all this?
Yeah.
It's like bigger than just us, you know?
Absolutely. The podcast actually talked about this, about how when we do this inner work and become more aligned with ourselves, it creates this ripple effect.
Okay.
It changes our relationships, our work, how we interact with, like, literally everything around us.
Yeah, that makes sense. The more we understand ourselves, the more authentically we can show up in, you know, all areas of our lives.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, be the change, but it starts on the inside, right?
Totally. It starts within. And by, like, connecting with that inner world, with our own unique wellspring of, like, wisdom and creativity,
right,
we can actually bring those gifts to the table in, you know, a way more meaningful way.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not about, like, this perfect enlightenment or anything like that.
Right.
The podcast made that clear. It's an ongoing journey.
It is. It's a continual unfolding. So where do we even start? What really resonated with you from all this?
Honestly, that this is for everyone, like this innerverse, this amazing universe of potential.
Yeah.
It's not exclusive. You don't have to be at a certain point in your life.
Right.
You just have to decide to look inward and, you know, do a little exploring. It's already there.
I love that. And thankfully, this podcast gave us some practical tools to do just that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had to pick one to focus on, what would it be?
For me, it always comes back to presence.
Okay.
Because without that awareness, without that willingness to just be present with whatever's happening,
yeah,
it's really tough to do any of the other stuff, like trying to build, you know, a house on sand.
You got to have that foundation.
Exactly.
So for everyone listening, what's speaking to you? What's one small step, maybe a tiny step, that you can take today to connect with your own innerverse?
Maybe it's 5 minutes of meditation, or even just noticing your breath, or like choosing to respond to a difficult situation with a little more compassion for yourself.
Yeah. And remember that line from the podcast, the light you seek outside is already within you.
Yeah.
We just have to turn inward and, you know, start looking.
And you might be amazed by what you find.